What's up, my friend? Welcome to Breathing Fire, the official podcast of Beast Life Brand, a new breed of powerful believers repping the Lion of Judah. Christ lived the original beast life, and now it's our turn. We must warn you, though, it's not for the weak. It's for the hardcore.
Hardcore.
Our MO is to equip people of faith and kingdom entrepreneurs to live powerful and represent. God did not create you to live small. He gave you raw talents to develop and use. It's time to find more purpose, live with passion, and lead with impact. Your host is Fired Up Phil, a husband and father, entrepreneur, rebel, truth seeker, and man of faith who's leading and growing the Lion's Tribe movement. We despise religion and lukewarm living. We're fired up and building our kingdom. Please connect with us across social media at Beast Life Brand. And now, get ready to have some fun and break some chains with this episode of Breathing Fire.
What's up, my tribe of kings? Welcome to another episode of Breathing Fire, the official podcast of Beast Life Brand. We are happy to have you. We're happy to be back.
Yes, we are.
I'm your host, Fired Up Phil. I'm here with my man.
It's your boy, a.k.a. Ellie the Professor.
What's going on? Hope everybody's having a great day out there. This podcast is always about helping our men, helping other people out there who are watching, live powerful and represent.
Absolutely.
We want to help people live powerful in faith.
Yes.
Family.
Freedom,
finances,
and fitness.
The five F's, none of them are foul language.
No. That's not even one of the F's right there.
Nope, but those are pillars of our lives that make up us to have a life that we can live powerful, right?
Yes,
if you take all those into consideration, those are really solid pillars of every man's life that we need to pay attention to.
Absolutely, and those are pillars that need to be, you know, strong enough to support the weight of life.
Absolutely.
You know what
Absolutely.
I mean? So I'm excited because we get an opportunity to kind of share this with our viewers, with our audience. Certainly, we get to put it into practice first. And it's humbling to kind of see the effects that it has on us first, which kind of just becomes more motivation for
Absolutely.
Us to actually share with other people.
We always say on that note, right?
Uh-huh.
We're not doing this because we're perfect. We're doing this because we're imperfect,
oh,
right?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
We're not the podcast host who like kind of fake the funk, right?
Yeah.
Like life is perfect. Everything is great.
It's really
great,
right? I agree.
There's so many people out there that are just putting on this facade that everything is perfect and it's a sales pitch, right?
Yeah.
Life's everything that they do, which is whatever. That's your prerogative. But we are imperfect. People that love you and that are literally trying to give and create a ministry here.
Absolutely.
We're building up a movement of men that want to live powerful and represent. Of course, we are always repping the rock, Christ, the Lion of Judah.
Yes,
that is what Beast Life Brand is about. So thank you for joining us today. Right now, do me a solid and help us do that by hitting the subscribe button. Smash that subscribe, follow us, like, comment, share. Anything that you can do to help this movement is greatly appreciated, and we thank you for it.
Yeah, like us on Facebook. What's that page again, Cole Phil?
You can go to the group, the Tribe of Kings, on Facebook.
Kings.
Check us out. Join the group, and let's kick it on a topic today this topic. We're probably going to talk about this topic another 10 times because it's just that important.
I believe it is.
But let's just kick it today. On we're going to talk about how gratitude is going to be like the key that unlocks not only happiness, but really unlocks your ability to live powerful in life.
Yes.
So let's talk about that, because without gratitude, you're in deep waters.
I agree.
And so what is gratitude? I looked up the thing. It is actually a noun. You would know that, Professor.
Yes, it is a noun. That is true.
The definition is it's the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation for and to return kindness, which is an okay definition.
It's an all right definition.
What would you define gratitude as?
I would define gratitude as merely the act of being grateful.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And if we could break down the idea of being grateful is just, you know, another, it's a synonym for being thankful. Yes. And as we're going to discuss today, being thankful is not an easy thing to do, believe it or not.
No, especially for certain people and especially depending on, you know, different situations that are going on in life.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's true.
So I always thought that like literally gratitude is the secret sauce to happiness because, and here's the reason why.
I like that. Yeah.
Everyone likes sauce. Like, you know, you got to have a secret sauce.
You got to have
different things, success in life. Well, gratitude is absolutely the secret sauce to happiness in life. And there's a reason behind that because you can only be in one, you know, you can only have one technically like emotion or state of mind at a time, right? Mm-hmm. And you can't have gratitude occupying your mental state and also have, you know, resentment or anger or sadness or, you know, right? So when you're focused on what you're grateful for, that is what your mind state is, right?
Yeah.
And so most people that are not happy or whatever, it's because they are in a different state of mind and they're not in a state of gratitude, right, which is what we're going to talk about on today's podcast about getting into that state of mind of gratitude, why it's so important for you and how it can help you.
Absolutely. And I love to give those little caveats and disclaimers, you know, in no way, shape or form are we overlooking the mental health piece because there are people, of course, who battle with things like depression and anxiety. And we know that it's not as simple as saying, be happy, because somebody's going to be like, well, why didn't I think of that?
We're going to talk about how to do it.
And we're going to talk about how to do it. Exactly. So certain things aside, we definitely want to kind of talk about the importance of that gratitude and sometimes how training our minds is the key that's going to allow us to kind of live a little bit more on purpose.
Absolutely.
And it's going to change our perspective, which is an equally important thing. That perspective shift is incredibly important.
Yeah, you said something really important, is train your mind, right? Mm-hmm. Because like it's a state of mind, but it's something that you have to work on and you have to train. It's a daily grind. It's not like, oh, you just automatically are grateful. Mm-hmm. No, it's something that it's a daily mindset that you have to train and program into your mind.
Training. I love that idea. Yeah. Because I mean, when we talk about, you know, our Fs, fitness in particular, we have to train our bodies. And that's when our bodies start to change. But the training has to come before the change.
Yes.
And our mind, our brain is a muscle.
Yes. And your muscles have to adapt to the
training.
Just so, like your mind has to adapt to the concept of being grateful.
Yes.
It's kind of like the optimist versus the pessimist.
Exactly. And I think that example, it's a very good parallel to the idea of exercising, because exercising is something that you do more than one time.
Absolutely.
It's something that's constant. You don't lift weights on Monday and get brolic by Tuesday.
No.
Just doesn't happen. No. Equally with the mind, right? You don't just decide on a Monday morning, I'm going to be grateful, and your life is suddenly good on Tuesday.
Correct.
It requires the same level of dedication and continuity
as
you would give if you were training your physical body. Well, that's no different than the mind.
No different. And results come through consistency.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So
oh, yeah.
Just like you were saying, so if you're working out and you're training and you're lifting, you have a routine where you're going to lift, let's say, 3, 4 times, 5 times a week, right? Mm-hmm. Then, and you do that for a period of 3 months, four months, half a year, right? You're going to start to see amazing results, right? Mm-hmm. And you're also going to start to watch your body adapt to the training. At first, your body is going to reject it, not going to like
it. It's not
going
to want to do it.
Right. And then all of a sudden, you start to adapt, start to build muscle. Your body actually starts to enjoy, and you start to reprogram, you know, yourself to kind of accept that. And it's the same thing with gratitude.
Absolutely.
You've got to work at it. You've got to be consistent. You've got to train your mind and do that on a regular basis so that your mind starts to accept this new programming, accept this new thought process and mindset. And so if you're struggling, if you have a problem and you're struggling with being grateful, and that's kind of, you know, the black and white right there. It comes down to needing to work on it. So it's not that it's not hopeless at all. Like, you have tools that we're going to show you and share with you in this episode, but like, that's something that you should set the goal is to try to reprogram your mind so that you're overall in a state of gratitude, so that your mind automatically starts to switch to being grateful instead of being that pessimist, right? Instead of having those things. And that can be done through the training and stuff.
Absolutely. It's retraining your mind. I love that. I love that you said that. And it's reminding your mind as well. It's one of the ways that we manage to actually develop the ability to focus on the positive is by reminding ourselves.
Absolutely.
We have to have those conversations with ourselves. And we have to let our brain know that sometimes what the brain is perceiving is not accurate.
Yes.
You know,
and taking control.
Taking control.
They're taking exactly. your thoughts captive, taking control. Don't let your emotions happen to you. Mm-hmm. Don't let life happen to you. Right? We talked about emotions in the last episode. If mm-hmm. you missed it, go check it out.
Yeah, you have to check it out. That was a really good episode. Check
but
it out
don't,
for sure.
Don't let those emotions, don't let your thoughts, don't let those things rule your life. God gave you an intelligence. He gave you the thought process and the mind that makes you like him. You're like your creator.
Yeah.
And we have that ability, unlike any other creature. And I always say this to people. Like, you don't have to look far to realize that you're a child of God. Just look into creation. Look into the organization that is all around you. And God made you special by giving you the ability to think, reason, create, and do all these things. So we have to use that. We have to honor God and use that. So what we do is we take our thoughts captive and we take our emotions captive. There's no reason for you not to be grateful. There's no reason for you to be depressed. There's no reason for you to have all these negative emotions that rule your life. We create the life that we want. We can create the emotions that we desire to have in our lives mm-hmm. by doing what we're talking about today. So on that note, I'm going to let you kick it with a spit of verse.
Yeah. So I kind of want to, talk a little bit about Hebrews 12:28. It's one of my favorite verses about gratitude. I'm going to read it. It says, "Therefore, let us be grateful for receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. And thus let us offer to God acceptable worship with reverence and awe." The part that really strikes me about that verse, Phil, is a kingdom that cannot be shaken.
I love that.
Right?
That's something to be grateful for.
That's something to be grateful for, absolutely. And in one of our previous episodes, we talked about the idea that having the trust and the promises that God has made us is a good starting point for a reshifting of our thought.
Yeah.
And a reshifting of our direction and a reshifting of our intentionality, because when it comes to developing ourselves in this capacity, we have to be intentional about it.
Yes.
You know, we have to be intentional. We have to do the work. But this verse is yet another example of a promise that God gives us, right? The kingdom cannot be shaken.
Here's a thought I have on that. So you made, I think, you know, you have to look at your belief at first, because mm-hmm. In order to be grateful for that, you have to have that understanding and that belief that that kingdom is unshakable, right? Mm-hmm. And so those are the things, like it starts to, you know, you start to get deeper and you got to look at what your beliefs are, right? If we're if we're believers in the faith, if this is a Christian podcast and you're a believer, maybe you're not a believer, but that's going to affect mm-hmm. your ability to be grateful.
Absolutely,
because if you don't believe, let's just say this, if you don't believe that God loves you, if you don't believe that you're a child of God, if you don't believe that there's life after death,
if you don't believe there's promises,
if you don't believe there's promises, mm-hmm. right?
Oh, yeah.
Then you're going to have a harder, more difficult time to be mm-hmm. grateful for things, because you might believe that life, you know, is nothing and right. that you don't have an existence. There is no spiritual existence or eternity or anything. Like, your beliefs largely affect your ability to be grateful or not.
Of course.
Right?
Of course. And look, man, again, I don't think either of us are suggesting that the things that we go through are not going to suck, because we're humans and we do have emotions. And we talked about that last week. But one of my favorite worship songs, and it comes from a Bible verse.
Sing it.
Hold on. Y'all hear me on Spotify. Y'all hear me on YouTube. I can't kind of clear my throat. My bad. I'm just coming up to COVID, you know, so I still got that post nasal drip action going on.
We'll give you the vid.
So the song says, ready? Now, do you see what's going to happen? I'm probably going to get contacted by like major record labels now,
because they're going to want to leave the podcast.
I got to leave the podcast and I'm going to become like famous and whatnot. me. Okay. So the song goes, "No weapon formed against me shall prosper." It won't work, right? And I love that song. I love that verse, because I kind of want to talk a little bit about the whole idea of the weapon and the prospering, right? So when you talk about the idea of a weapon, what is the idea? What is the intention of a weapon? Why is a weapon designed, right? The weapon, what do you think? Before I go further, what do you think the reason for a weapon is?
A weapon, an offensive weapon would mm-hmm. be to damage another person.
To damage, right? Now check this out. God says that no weapon formed against us will prosper. In other words, no weapon formed against us is going to achieve its goal. Oftentimes, those offensive weapons, the ultimate goal of a weapon is to kill. Right.
To kill.
God doesn't say the weapons ain't going to be formed.
Yep.
Right? God just says that they're not going to kill us. Right. They're not going to prosper.
Right.
And I think it's important to differentiate that. And I think that when we look at that and we hold steadfast, and it's not that we're grateful for the things in our lives that are sucking.
Yeah,
no, is that we're grateful for the promise that we know is not going to work.
Yeah,
we know that the pain that we're going through right now, as much as it is uncomfortable and it is real and it is palpable, we know that we hold on to the promise that it's not going to achieve its intended purpose of destroying us.
Right. Absolutely.
It hurts.
100%.
Right? So that's where the gratitude piece comes from. Because people think that as Christians, we're going to be like, yay, I'm broke.
Yes, song and dance.
I know.
I'm broke. You're never going to go through a hardship.
Yeah.
Or right.
Oh my God, I lost my house. Thank you, Jesus. That's not normal. No, I want to say that right now.
Yeah, you need help.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about here.
but no, that's a good point. And, you know, like, I just want to say too, like, we're obviously, the purpose of this episode is to help those who are struggling with their emotions and are struggling with being happy and having mm-hmm. fulfillment, help them understand that the secret sauce that they're missing mm-hmm. is gratitude. Because here's the thing, you just made a good point. Like, so we're always gonna face tribulations, trials, yeah. adversity, whatever the case may be, in yeah. all kinds of different areas of
in
our
all lives.
You might be facing cancer right now, mm-hmm. okay? You might be facing something within, you know, a relationship that you're having. You might be facing something in your business, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to face things that are going to appear to, you know, want to destroy you.
Yeah.
Like you said, right? But here's the thing. You have the creative ability that God gave you, and there's so many things that you can draw from that you can literally change your state of mind. So instead of feeling like you're defeated, if mm-hmm. you have, let's use a cancer role, right? Let's just say you got diagnosed with cancer or something like that. Now, of course, that is a life altering, right?
Yeah.
Thing where, so you now you're facing this and you're like, well, can I be grateful within that? Absolutely. You can.
Yeah.
When you understand that, once again, this life is temporary, number one.
Mm-hmm.
This is like, we live for far more than what we're doing here on earth, right? We serve the King of Kings, we serve God. And so your sickness is not necessarily going to destroy you, but it's just something that's been diagnosed to you.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna look at that, right? And you can be grateful in that moment, knowing that, you know what? By his stripes, you're healed.
Right.
You could be grateful in that moment, knowing that you're unconditionally loved by God regardless, right?
Regardless.
You can be grateful on that, knowing that, well, you still have family and loved ones around you that are going to support you and become closer and everything through this.
Yeah.
That this could be something that actually, you know, maybe ends up turning out and empowering your whole life when you overcome it and stuff, right?
And for those of us that have faith, we have the promise of eternity.
Exactly.
You know, and at the end of the day, that is really the ultimate goal of our faith, is to be reunited with
absolutely.
Our creator.
Absolutely.
You know,
our life here is temporary.
Our life here is temporary. We are passerbys.
Yes. We are graduating.
Know? We are. We are.
Professor.
Yeah. With your cap and gown. And I have been.
Cap and crown.
Your cap and crown. What? You know, and I love that you use that analogy. And the reason I love that you use that analogy is because I think it's real. And I think that not enough people within Christian circles address those issues, because those are issues that are hard to process. Because somebody would be like, what do you mean? I have to be gratitude. I was just diagnosed with a really bad something or other. And we get that, right? But for those of us who have who are holding on to the promises, there is hope beyond that. And there is something to look forward to.
Yes.
And there is something to which we can kind of adhere, that in the midst of it all, we know our redemption is near. You know, we know our redemption is near. We know we finished the race.
Yes.
And we know we're going home.
So that hope and that faith of that promise is something that allows you to have a state of gratitude
mm-hmm.
in times like that. And here's another thing too. And regardless of, you know, what it is that you might be going through or in the future, you know, the other thing is that you have an opportunity with gratitude to be able to say, look, I know that, you know, there are certain things that are going to be out of my control.
Yeah.
And the Bible teaches us to not worry about those things mm-hmm. because there's nothing that you can do to change
right.
certain things. Right. So
right.
if worrying about something that you can't change, kind of like the definition of insanity, right? I mean, why? It's kind of insane to worry about something that's out of your control.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So what do we? But that's what most people do.
We all do.
Right. Oh, my something's going on in my business, or oh, yeah. Like something's going on with my health, or in my relationships, or right. In you know, in my you know faith, or like all kinds of different things that you start to. You know, well, that's probably in your control of your faith. But anyway, but you get the picture, right? There are things that are outside of what you can control. And the biggest thing that you have to make sure that you do, and we all fall victim to this, but stop worrying about those things that are outside of your control. Just focus on what you can control and focus on, you know, changing your mindset to being grateful for those things that you can control and for the things that you have going for you.
Yeah. No, I agree 110% with that. And I personally have worked on that myself. And I know you have as well, which is why we can come and we can kind of have these conversations with folks, because a lot of what we're saying are things that we've had to put into practice. So when we discuss how we've had to be, how we have had to have gratitude throughout certain moments in our lives, there's an element of realness to what we're saying, because it wasn't always easy for me personally to practice what I'm preaching.
Of course. I don't think it's ever easy for anybody.
Exactly.
This is why it's the beast life. It's not easy. It's tough. It's not for the weak. It's for the hardcore.
It's the beast life right here.
Yeah, you don't focus on being gratitude when you're going through storms and everything. And like, that's easy. It's just like loving, you know, is not easy when people are, you know.
Unlovable.
when people are swinging weapons at you.
Exactly. You know? Exactly.
So that's where, you know, that's where the element of toughness and you know, and that's what it really is. It's about creating tough men. We don't want wussies out there representing the rock.
Exactly. I agree with that 100%. I really think that, and we said this in the very first podcast, I recall, we want to live with the purpose that God has determined for us to live with.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely.
And strength is a critical piece of what it means to be a godly man. And we're going to get deeper into that as in other episodes, because I also want to redefine the whole idea of what strength means, because I think we have a very erroneous definition of strength.
Yeah.
And we operate within the parameters of that that misunderstanding of things.
Yeah, and we're not talking about like strength, physical strength, which is great. Yeah. We are about fitness. That's one of the F's.
Yes, we are.
But we're talking about mental strength,
mental
toughness.
Yeah.
And it takes a form of mental toughness to put yourself in a position of gratitude on a daily, regular basis, to reprogram your mind to constantly be grateful in spite of the obstacles and the storms that happen to you in your life, right?
That's true.
Can I read this thing that I wrote here earlier?
Do your thing, brother.
The joy of the Lord, right? Let's talk about that for a second, because some people always ask, well, yo, why are you like, you know, why do you seem so positive, this, that? Well, I have the joy of the Lord, right? So where does that come from? The joy of the Lord. It comes from what we're talking about here, right?
Right. Yeah.
You know, obviously, it comes from the belief in knowing God and knowing His promises and knowing these things. It's a gift that comes from understanding God's grace, that you're unconditionally loved by your Heavenly Father, right? And it's a gift regardless of the circumstances that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter what's happening to us, we have God's love and God's grace. That's something that I'm thankful for every day.
Me too.
This life is a gift. That's why it's called the present.
It's the present.
It's the present. And we have to make the most of the gift that we've been given. If you're still alive and breathing today, then you have mad, you know, things to be thankful for.
Mm-hmm.
If you live in the United States of America and you're not suffering in like, you know, some there are people that can't even express, they're being persecuted for their faith. Mm-hmm. They don't have any food. They're being raped. They're being like, there are so many bad things going on in the world.
Yeah.
And honestly, it really pisses me off sometimes. Just the whole attitude of our country, the taking for granted of things, right? And that's why, like, you're actually ungrateful.
Mm.
What do you have to be ungrateful for if you have freedom? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So like these things that I'm wearing a good shirt today for this episode. Repping the rock, repping the U.S. of A.
Yeah, with this one, beast life. I'm still getting used to the camera being different. Like, I move right, the camera moves left. I'm like, let me show you my shirt. Oh wait, other way.
So let's in closing, let's just kind of recap and let's give the listeners like some tools here. Like,
okay,
how do you remain grateful? How, what can we do here to leave you with some tools, some things that to make sure that if when life strikes, or if you're a person who has a hard time being positive, being grateful, we want to give you some tools today to help you, you know, obviously moving forward, reprogram your mind like we just talked about, and have those, you know.
Yeah, well, here's what I do personally. I'm a big believer in starting out my morning with affirmations.
Love it.
Right? I do. And as corny as it might sound, because when I first started doing this, when I first started going to therapy, you know, my therapist was like, hey, yeah, this is cool. I was like, nah, that's dumb, bro. Like, I'm not going to sit there in front of a mirror looking at myself, talk about, you're a good person. Like, you seen that sentence? Okay, it was a long time ago. It was an SNL episode, Michael Jordan.
Okay.
When he's looking in the mirror, he's like, you are great. You are a good basketball player.
Yeah.
And people like you, right? So that's what comes to my mind, and I got a chuckle out of it. But after a while, I started to see a difference. So, and then at the end of the day, just doing an introspective analysis of everything that went on and making sure that I focus primarily on the good things.
Mm-hmm.
You want to acknowledge the bad things because they're real.
Yeah.
But what
you focus on expands. What you focus on grows.
Exactly.
What you focus on is this is what's going to put you in your state of mind.
Mm-hmm.
So there, it reminds me, there was a story, I don't remember who said it, but there's two cats in prison,
mm-hmm.
and they're both looking out of the jail cell, right? One sees the stars, the other sees the mud.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are you focusing on? No matter where you are, no matter what your circumstances or situation, are you looking at the stars or are you looking at the mud?
Right, right.
If you're looking at the stars, just like Paul and Silas were in jail singing praises,
mm-hmm.
like they were being persecuted, but they weren't focused on their situation.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? They were focused on what they had in Christ. They were focused on what their purpose was. They were focused on what God was doing with them.
Yeah.
And if you know the story, they got released.
Late in the midnight hour.
So what you focus on is huge. And that's something that you need to pay attention to, because if you're not on, if you're not happy on a regular basis, it's because you're focusing on things that are outside of what you have to be grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
You're focusing on the negative stuff. And that's how you have programmed and trained your mind up until this point. So what do we need to do? We need to reprogram your mind. And it's not going to happen overnight like we talked about before.
No, no.
Like, that's a process. You went through years and years and years of programming through your childhood, through all this, to be a negative thinker, to be somebody who doesn't focus on things that you have, that you're to be grateful for. I was one of them.
Me too.
I was not always a positive person.
Me too.
So what happened was I started to renew my mind,
mm-hmm.
right? So I renewed my mind. That just basically what that means is, and it comes from a Bible verse, but mm-hmm. renewing your mind is reprogramming your mind.
It's, yeah,
and
taking
control
of your thoughts.
Right. So what you do is you renew your mind with reading things, right? So we read the Bible. We listen to this podcast.
Yeah.
We read different books, not dumbass books that don't mean anything, right?
Yeah.
Stories that we read, personal growth books, books that help us, you know, reprogram our minds on a positive manner and learn things to better ourselves. Like, that's those all good programming. Listening to positive music.
Yeah.
You know, those things help you. I was listening to, when I was back in the day, when I was negative, I was listening to all kinds of negative, angry, hardcore music.
Yeah.
And it had an effect on my mind.
It really does.
Totally does.
What you expose yourself to ultimately affects you, whether it's a good thing, whether it's a bad thing. And I really am a big believer in that. I think that we should surround ourselves with the
people,
things that support our ultimate objective. So if our objective is to be a positive person, listen, conversations are different when you talk to people who are successful versus when you talk to people who aren't.
And people who are positive or and people that are negative.
Exactly. And the attributes.
Who's in your camp?
Who's in your camp?
Who's feeding your mind in your camp?
Right. Be very cautious of who you allow to be in your circle, because those people, those situations, those scenarios will affect how you walk about life.
Absolutely. And it's one of the most difficult things
to
change, because you care about those people.
You do care about those people.
It is what it is, but you've got to audit your inner circle. You
mm-hmm.
have to. If you don't audit your inner circle and those people that are around you on a regular basis are going to have the most impact and the most effect on you.
Yeah.
And you can lie to yourself if you want and pretend and like that doesn't affect you. But you're BSing yourself.
Yeah, dude.
You are lying to yourself.
You're so right. Yo, and closing, at least in my end anyway, we're going to talk about this all day.
Yeah, we'll do episode number two out
exactly, there. Exactly. You are the sum of the four people with whom you spend the most time.
Yeah.
That's who you are.
Yeah.
You know, you become 25% of each of them. Yeah. And ultimately, you mold your identity around the individuals to whom you have the most exposure.
Yep.
So you gotta be careful.
Yep.
You gotta be careful who you expose yourself to. Because more often than not, if your values are not in alignment with theirs, you're going to ultimately adopt their value system.
It's and going
if it's
to
not a good
you.
One, it's going
it's
to
going
affect
to
you.
Affect you. And you might be strong to resist certain things, but it's going
eventually
to affect
you're
you.
You're gonna start to walk like them, talk
you can't,
like them.
You can't hang out. If you're a man, if you're a married man, you cannot hang out in strip clubs every single night.
This is true.
And not this think that that's going to affect you. And you're going to,
exactly.
And it's just, and obviously that's like a,
it's an extreme. Yeah.
Example,
but still, yeah. But
the
still.
Point is, right? Like you're going to be weakened and you're not going to be able to resist things.
Yeah, exactly. Because you can't, you can't talk, butterfly language with caterpillar people.
Absolutely.
You can't do that.
Yeah. So let's chop this up
right,
quick
it,
in
bro.
Closing here. So how to remain grateful.
Mm-hmm.
Renew your mind.
Renew your mind.
With good mental nutrition.
Yes.
To produce healthy thoughts, right? And that means the people that you roll with, your inner
mm-hmm.
circle, audit your inner circle. And the good thing is if you're like, well, I don't have any, other people that to like I'm kind of hanging out with a lot of people that, I don't know, they're not in alignment with the beliefs that I'm starting to develop or whatever. Right.
Right. Right.
Well, guess what, man? You're hanging with us right now. You
True
can
story.
Read. There's books you can read. There's organizations and seminars and stuff that we're going to be doing that other people are doing that you can go to.
We got the
there's
Tribe of
churches
Kings.
That you can go to. Right. The Tribe of Kings. Get
mm-hmm.
in the Tribe of Kings.
Yeah.
It's all about community. It's about networking. It's about building up a strong, man. And allowing, and that community and connections is a big part of it.
Huge.
That's what we're talking about
it's
here.
Huge.
So get in the Tribe of Kings if you're not there. And so that's a big thing.
Yeah.
The second thing you could do is you need to be conscious of what it is that you're grateful for every morning.
True story.
Like this is, it's like if you get up and you don't eat all day,
mm-hmm.
like, all right, you're not nourishing your body, right? You need nourishment at some point.
Yeah.
And the morning is something that you said I liked before. The morning and evening are two powerful times of the day.
So powerful time.
Because in the morning, that's you're starting your day. So start your day by consciously getting in an attitude of gratitude and thinking about things and thanking God for the things that you have in your life right now that you have to be thankful for. You do that. And then at the end of the day, you're about to, if you go to bed at the end of the day all in anxiety and worry, you're going to sleep on that, and guess what your mind starts to think about and focus on, and it's regenerating in your mind throughout your sleep. So it's good at the end of the day to do that as well, right? And here's the last thing I'll give you on a tidbit on what I would suggest would be if when you start to feel ungrateful, when you start to feel those thoughts, like we talked about emotions, when you start to feel that ungratefulness and it's like these negative emotions that you don't want, unhappiness, these acknowledge it.
Mm-hmm.
Acknowledge that you're feeling that way. And listen to the episode on emotions.
Yes.
Backtrack, understand why you're feeling that way.
Yeah.
And start focusing and then reprogram that thought with something that you're grateful for.
Yeah, because you can't address something and know it's there.
You
just can't do that. Yeah, you can't do that.
At that point, you're taking your thoughts captive.
Mm-hmm.
You're replacing them with gratitude. And over time, your mind will naturally start. It's like a reflex. It will naturally start to gravitate towards gratitude.
I agree.
Right?
I agree.
Because you're reprogramming it.
And it's a big step, but it's such an important
one. Yes. And you just got to stay consistent.
Got to do it, man.
Got to do it. Every morning, every evening.
That's it.
Roll with us.
That's it.
And okay. So we'll sign off on that note.
Yeah. Actually, just one more thing.
Absolutely.
Yesterday, I met, I was a doctor and I met a nurse. And, God, the way God works, I was able to minister to that nurse, right? And I asked this nurse to check out the podcast. So if you're listening, stay strong. God loves you. You're going to get through this. This too shall pass. Do not allow your faith to waver because it is in faith that we grow. All right?
Absolutely.
We're praying for you. So if you're listening, stay strong and hang in there. All right? You got a group of people that are praying for you. So you're going to be okay.
Absolutely. Can we close it in prayer really quick?
Let's close it in prayer.
Heavenly
thing,
Father,
bro.
We thank you so much for the opportunity to serve, men that are listening. And Lord, we pray that you make them aware that gratitude is absolutely the secret sauce to happiness, that you have created us to have a sound mind, to have a grateful mind, to have a powerful mind, right? And Lord, we thank you that through each episode and through the Tribe of Kings and everything that we're doing, that we're able to minister and help people grow and live powerful and represent, find their purpose, and go kick some booty.
Amen to that.
All right, take care. God bless. Peace out.
All right, Lions Tribe, that wraps up another episode of Breathing Fire. We truly hope you enjoyed it. If so, it would mean the world to us if you'd help us kingdom build by leaving us a great review on the platform you're listening on. Subscribe or follow the podcast and share it with friends. Thank you so much. God bless. Remember to visit us online at beastlife.com. Join our free Facebook group, The Lions Tribe, and connect with us across social at Beast Life Brand. Until next time, keep breaking chains and living powerful. Peace out.